My name is Valerie Brock, and I'm here at the Kentucky History Center. Today is Wednesday, May the 5th, 2010. I'm here interviewing Technical Sergeant Jane S. Hunter, who now goes by Jane White. She joined the Kentucky Air National Guard April 15th of 1973. And would you like to start telling us a little about yourself, where you went to school, high school, and what made you decide to want to go into some type of military service?
I was born and raised right here in Frankfort, Kentucky. Attended high school 2 years at Elkhorn School, and then they consolidated the schools, and I went to Franklin County. I was in the second graduating class at Franklin County High School in 1960. And from there, I went to Georgetown College, and then I went to work for the state as a secretary in the military department. And while I was working in the adjutant general's office, I noticed that the people who wore the uniform made more money, and I was thinking at that time, because my husband was sick and I had two small children to raise, that it might be nice if I joined the Guard, and then I would be a federal employee instead of a state employee. And so I asked the adjutant general then if I could join the Guard, and at first he said no, but I didn't give up. I wrote him a letter, I prayed about it, I got some references to prove that I was able to do the job, and he decided to let me in, although I was too old at that time. The age limit for the Air Guard was 28, and I was 30. I was able to get an age waiver, and in July of 1973, I went to Lackland Air Force Base in San Antonio, Texas, for my basic training. And that's how I got in the Air Guard.
Okay. What happened? Did your parents or someone watch your minor children for you while you were at the base, or were you allowed to take the children with you on the base?
My sister, Ann Smith, a wonderful person, she watched my children for me, and the dog, Skipper.
Who's your child too?
Yes, it was a little rat terrier. That dog was neurotic, but we loved the dog anyway, and she took it. So it was, I was so busy in basic training, I didn't have time to miss my children until the last week when we had more free time. Then I really started getting homesick and wanting to see my children.
What was basic training back then, in as far as from a woman's perspective? Because I know there weren't a lot of women in the military then overall anywhere, whether it be Guard or not.
Well, of course, we're in a flight of all women. We had a flight of 50, approximately 50, if I remember correctly. And basic was, for me, it was great. I enjoyed it. It was in the hottest part of the summer in San Antonio. It was very hot, and we didn't have air-conditioned barracks. But if the temperature was over 90 degrees, we didn't have to do our PC, they called it physical condition, where we would get out and run. And I had some interesting roommates. My first roommate was a Buddhist, and she was a little different. But it was just interesting. I just met a lot of great people, and basic is just what it is. Everything has to be folded a certain way, put in a certain place. And some of the younger girls, most everybody was younger. I guess I was the oldest. There was one other older lady from Illinois. But the younger girls that had never been away from home and couldn't even iron their clothes, I was glad to be able to help them. And I found out I was in as good a physical shape, maybe better than some of them. Some of them couldn't run. It was a great experience. I remember We had to be out on the walk early in the morning, and the mosquitoes would bite, and you have to stand there in formation, and you can't slap the mosquitoes like you'd want to. But overall, it was a great experience.
Did they call, when you all, you said, I know you have a certain time to rise and be outside waiting. Do they signal you? Do they, like, in like play taps, or not taps, but like reveille or something to get you out, or do you just know to set your alarm and be out there?
Yes, they would yell, and we knew to be up. You could hear all over the barracks. Whoever was dorm guard during the night would wake, the one on the morning shift would wake us up, and we would jump out of bed and do everything. At first, they would give you about 15 minutes to get ready, and then they would shorten it each time, so you had to learn to be quick.
So before you went out, that included getting dressed, making sure your bed was made to
right
the way you were trained to do
right
it?
Right, everything, and be out on the walk. And I would sleep on top of my blanket. We had cots, and I would just sleep on top of it and try not to move too much during the night. Then in the morning, I would crawl under the cot and tighten up the covers, learn all kinds of ways.
Were you,
it was fun.
Were you in, like, were you in a co-ed type of situation? Did women have separate barracks? And then when you all went out to do your physical training, did you join the men then? Or
no, we never did. It was all, the women's part was in a separate place. The only time we would see men is maybe on weekends if you went to the club or something. Now, some of the younger girls would find ways to get out and play, but I would stay in and read the Air Force manual. I was serious. I wanted to learn and do well. And I was pleased when we had our final evaluation. I got an overall excellence, so I was really proud of that.
I noticed, we talked a little before this, and I noticed that technical sergeant, there was only one rank higher than that. And I believe that was master sergeant. So you had a pretty high ranking for a lady in military. What steps did you have to take and ranks did you have to go through to achieve technical sergeant title?
I did very well in the military. It just seemed to really agree with me. I found my niche, and I got one accelerated promotion, and I would take correspondence courses and went to the NCO Academy. Different things. There's different requirements for different ranks. And I did very well. I was in 7 years, and in 1980, it took me, what is that, seven years to achieve that rank.
And what does, for someone listening to this years down the road, what does NCO stand for?
Non-commissioned officer.
Okay. What was it like after basic was over? Did your family get to come, or did you get to come back home to see your children? Were your children allowed to come there?
I was very fortunate. They stationed me at Staniford Field Air Force Base. Back then it was called Shoemaker Air National Guard Base. And I was a PBX switchboard operator. They don't have those now. And I had 2 months of active duty, and they let me have some extended active duty so I could achieve veteran status. And they were very good to me because my husband died shortly after that. And then, for a short time, I began thinking that I wanted to work in Frankfort to be closer to my children. I transferred to the Army National Guard for a short time and worked in supply at USPNFO at Boone Center. And that just was not where I wanted to be. I think when the branch that you train with, that's where your heart is. And I really, they made me transfer to the Army Guard, and I wanted to get back in the Air Guard. So I went back to state government and transferred back to the Air Guard. I'm not sure exactly how long I was in the Army Guard, but it was probably about a year.
When I hear Air Guard, to me that would say, oh, cool. Did you get to learn to fly helicopters, or did they train you then to drive any certain military vehicles?
When I started out with the Air Guard, I was in a headquarters unit, and I was called an administrative specialist, and it was office work, things that I had done for the military as a civilian. Later, after I had my short time in the Army Guard and went back to the Air Guard, I went back in the 123rd Tactical Hospital as a medical administrative specialist, and I decided that I wanted to become a nurse, and I enrolled in nursing school at Kentucky State. I stayed there in the medical field until I got out of service in 1980.
Did you feel like when you first entered that women were treated differently than men? I know there's still like a glass ceiling where men tend to get paid more than women. Did you get a sense of that based on talking to people when you were?
I didn't have too much problem with the Air Guard. My year in the Army Guard, I did experience more of that and didn't maybe feel appreciated, and maybe that's why I wanted to get back in the Air Guard. But it was also during the Vietnam era, and it was not popular maybe to be in the military. I remember one inaugural, I've forgotten who the governor was being inaugurated, but we marched in the inaugural parade, and I remember we got some jeers as we marched by, and it just wasn't real popular then. But I was proud to serve my country, and it was not a problem. Basically, my military experience was just great overall. I wouldn't take anything for it.
Do you attend reunions of some of the that maybe your unit had, or do you keep in contact with some members of your unit?
I've lost contact with most of them. I did try to keep in touch with a couple of the ladies for a while, but it's just been too long. You know, we've kind of lost touch. I would love to see some of them.
And a question is, what moment?
Do we need to turn this off?
No. So when you mentioned earlier that you had served out your time, did you have to enlist for a certain amount of years? And did you re-enlist? Like I know some military, you can enlist for 2 to 4 or 6 years, I think, and then you can re-enlist. Did you do that?
I did that. Initially, I enlisted for 2 years and then kept re-enlisting, and would have stayed in longer, but at the time I got out in 1980, I was having some family problems then, and that caused me to... there were weekend drills and summer camps, and I just needed to be home. So I finished out my enlistment.
I just thought of what I was going to ask you. I read where the Air Guard, they don't get deployed as much individually, or didn't, but that the Air Guard could be called out in states of emergency. Were your units ever called out for floods or tornadoes or anything, or activated to help in any type of disaster?
Not at that time. It was more like for Derby or something like that. But basically, at that time, that was a photo reconnaissance unit, and the pilots would go on missions. But we were there. Our mission was to support the pilots, so we didn't see a lot of active duty time, just other than our summer camps and training.
Okay. If you had to do it again, would you do it again?
Oh, yes, I would.
In a heartbeat.
Yes, I have really good memories of serving in the Air Guard.
That's good. Is there anything that you would like for younger people years down the road, or even more current than that, listening to this? Is there anything you'd like to let them know, to encourage them to do or to join the military, or just to know about you as a person in general?
I just believe that it's a good thing to do. At that time, the women had no obligation in the military. Well, they still don't have a military obligation. The men did at that time. But I just felt like women should serve the country, too. I really believed in that. I wanted to join the military when I was out of high school. I was going to join the Navy, and at that time, you had to be 21 years old to join without parents' permission, and my parents just wouldn't sign for me. So later on, my dream came true.
Did you get to meet, you mentioned getting to march in one of the governor's inaugural parades. Did you get to meet any other famous people, maybe, or consider important people like other governors, other high-ranking military people maybe that have come on base or that you saw out?
Well, when I worked in the Adjutant General's office, we did meet a lot of people. At that time, the Adjutant General's office was in the Capitol, and legislators would come in, and we had all kinds of guardsmen. You really have the cream of the crop. You've got professional people, and just met a lot of really great people.
Okay. I see you brought a lot of, for the record, we'll be taking a picture of it, but Mrs. White brought a uniform that she found that she wore during her service. And would you tell us kind of what you thought when you ran across it? Did it bring back any feelings and
it did,
stories?
But most of all, I couldn't get over how small it was, and I thought, oh, what's that, that little? But yes, it was fun to find my uniform, and this brings back a lot of memories looking at my book here where I saved a copy of orders. And
did you ever get any accommodations or service? Or I know that you have a, Mrs. White has, for those who can't see, she has a book full of papers and things that she had during her time in the Air Guard. And hopefully we'll be taking pictures of that or copying it.
I had a ribbon for Air Reserve Forces Meritorious Service Ribbon, and also I got a Kentucky Distinguished Service Ribbon.
Is there anything else you'd like to tell us about you? Were your parents military? Or
my dad was in World War II. He was stationed in the Philippines.
Did he talk about his experiences a lot? Do you remember growing up hearing that? Or
he didn't talk about it a lot. I was a baby when he went overseas, and he didn't come back till I was over 2 years old. And so, of course, I didn't know him, and I remember thinking, who's this strange man in a uniform coming in? But my dad was a great person. He's a local Frankfort person. He worked at the post office for many years. Robert Walker Smith is his name. And my mother's Catherine Diamond Smith.
Did you have your only child, or did you
have... No, I have an older sister, my sister Ann, who took care of my kids.
Okay.
And basic training.
What did your young children think of their mom being in the Air Guard when they were growing up?
They didn't say a whole lot. They wrote me some cute letters, and they just were busy in their own little world. It wasn't a problem. They got along very well. They're great kids. I'll mention their names. They're Robert Hunter. He works for the state in computers, and Rhonda Cave. She's a nurse at the health department. And then later I remarried and had two other children, Paula and Stephen White. So I have four great kids.
Did any of them decide to go into the service?
My son, Bob, Robert, he went in the Air Guard for a while, and he met his wife, who was in the Army Guard, Kathy, and they're out now. Kathy retired from the Army Guard.
You mentioned when you were in high school you had always wanted to go into the Navy. Do you know what triggered that desire or that interest to want to go into the Navy?
I had a great aunt that went in the Navy during wartime, and I think I just always saw her picture in uniform. I thought, oh, what a neat thing to do, and I just always had that in my mind.
Do you have people or have you encountered people who you may be in the supermarket or something and hear it or may have seen a picture of you or in your uniform or something and thanked you for what you did during your time? Even though you said you did administrative work, that's still service in the military. And do you know, did you have that ever happen to you? Or like when you were in and you had uniforms on, you said you got some jeers at the parade, but did you have mm-hmm. ever times when people would thank you for?
That doesn't stand out. I don't remember it at that time. I think I was probably out of service when it became popular to do that. I'm grateful that people do that now, thank veterans, and I try to do it. And in my church on Veterans Day, they always have the veterans stand and honor the veterans and thank them for their service.
Okay. Well, if you don't have anything else you think you may want to mention to us, we'll conclude and start taking pictures of these treasures that you brought for
okay.
us.
Okay.
This is Valerie Brock in a second discussion with Technical Sergeant Jane Hunter White. While taking pictures of some of the items she brought with her, she thought of a couple other things she would like to put on record, so that's why we're recording this. Again, this is Wednesday, May the 5th, 2010. And you stated that you're a registered nurse and that you later on kind of fulfilled your dream of being in the Navy by...
Yes, I joined Mercy Ships in 2006. And once again, I went to Texas for kind of a basic training. It was called Gateway into Mercy Ships. And from there, I was sent to a ship called the Anastasis, and we were in Ghana, West Africa, and later went to Liberia. And I took care of post-op patients. It was a hospital ship, and we did surgeries. And then later on, they retired the Anastasis, and I was on a ship called the Africa Mercy. And there, I was crew nurse, took care of crew when they'd have malaria and things like this. So it was kind of like being in the Navy, and while we were stationed in Ghana in Pima Harbor, a naval warship came into that harbor, and I got to tour that, and I thought, wow, I won't complain about my three-berth cabin with Mercy Ships. There were 12-berth cabins, and I looked at the weapons, and I thought, wow, it's just good to be on the ship that I'm in. That was a drab gray looking Navy ship, and I was on this pretty white ship, and it was a great experience. I was with Mercy Ship for 2 years. I came home because my mother had had a mild stroke, and so I'm staying with my mother now. She is 94 years old, and perhaps I will go back to Mercy Ships one day.
And there was also something that was formed when you were in the Air Guard that you wanted to tell us about?
Yes, the officers had an association. The enlisted people formed an association while I was there. It was called the Enlisted Association, and I was elected the first secretary of that organization. And there was a picture in my book. That's what brought that back to mind.
Okay. Is there anything else you would like to talk about?
time.
Okay. This is concludes the second portion of the tape. So going to sign off. And just for the record, she's going to leave her book here for the History Center to copy what they want to out of. And then if we could give her a call once you've gotten the information you'd like to have for record, then she could come by and pick it up.